This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation of Garrettson Building Supply. Bridget Martin, a Republican candidate for governor, on with us. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me back on, Kyle.
Well, we've talked before, and I know it's in the early days of the campaign, but it seems like you're out there very busy already.
Oh, yes. You know what? The election is closer than it seems. I think we're, what, 5 or 6 months away only? And so, yes, I am very busy. I'm all over the state, and I'm excited. I'm actually in the car, and I'm on the way to Douglas County, to Roseburg, to visit this morning. So thought it'd be fun to talk to you.
So talk about what brings you down today.
Well, again, first of all, I just want to get out all over the state. I want to give people a chance to get to know me and get a real sense of what kind of a person I am and who I am before they have to make their decisions about who they're going to support in the primary. I really feel strongly that I'm the only candidate that can win the general election. So it's a really important win for me in the primary so that we can carry the GOP banner forward into the general and win this race. We've got such a great opportunity in the 2022 cycle to win the governor's office. And it is a critical race for the whole state of Oregon, for the whole state, because of the incredible problems that we're all facing. So, and Douglas County is hugely important to me. I'm very, very concerned about representing blue-collar communities and rural communities. I've done it for the past 30 years in advocacy work and policy work, and now it's time to step up and serve in an elected office and get the job done for those people. So,
what are some of the
coming down to visit, I'm going to... Go ahead.
Well, yeah. So what are some of the big issues, and talk more about your visit down here?
Well, I am coming down. I'm going to be attending the meeting of the GOP, the board meeting they're having, and just checking in, meeting the leaders of the party. And of course, I'm hoping I can have a conversation while I'm there with Dallas Hurd, who very well represents you guys down there. And I'm going to stop in at the Beacon and have an interview. And I've got a couple private meetings, but then we're also meeting, this is very important, we're having a meeting with some of the first responders in your area that are about to lose their jobs because of the mandate. And we are getting ready to do a press conference on the 18th, on the morning of the 18th, where we're going to bring a lot of those people together, because this is just a desperate situation. So we've had contact from a lot of those people, and we're coming down to meet in person with some of them in your community.
What are some of your thoughts about that issue?
Well, pretty clear, actually. If my position is this, I am vaccinated, but I will defend anyone's right to choose what they want to do on this issue. I defend anyone's right to choose on masking, on vaccines, and the idea that the governor would act as a tyrant in this situation and actually fire first responders and teachers and state workers who have been serving all along, firefighters, police officers. I mean, this is insane policy. First of all, our hospitals are in very serious shape in the number of employees they have already. When we lose these people, we lose our healthcare system for nothing, for no reason. I defend people's right to make their own choices. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Where do you see this going in Oregon with that deadline looming 10 days away?
I'm hoping that, I mean, all we can do is have hope that the governor will see her mistake before it's too late. I see her already backpedaling a bit on, you know, delaying the deadline because it's going to be chaos. We're going to have chaos in a number of areas, as I said, you know, in the ranks of teaching, in the ranks of the hospitals. And it's not just nurses and RNs, but all the support staff in hospitals. All of them. And this is, it's going to be an absolute tragedy. It'll be tough to recover from if we can. And I'm just very much hoping that she'll delay the deadline and take this very poor decision back. This isn't the way it is in other states, you know. We're not alone. There are some severe mandates like this in a couple of other states. but we are among a handful of states only that have it coming at us like a freight train, like this bad, these just draconian mandates. So I hope she looks up, opens her eyes, and sees that in other states they're managing this without having to do these mandates and fire their first responders. It's ridiculous, ridiculous policy.
We've heard,
I'm governor, we will not treat people like this, ever.
We've heard a lot about mandates in the last year and a half. How do you think state government has dealt with, navigating their way through this pandemic?
I think they've done a very, very poor job. And, you know, I understand this is a tough problem. A lot of people are doing their best and they're trying. But their claims that they're relying on science, they're ridiculous. The science is, first of all, so-called science, is all across the board, and this has devolved into nothing but a political argument. And the fact that the governor and state government workers, or the legislature, to the extent they've had any say in it, would allow our states, the citizens in our state, their health care, their vulnerability to this horrible pandemic to fall into a political battle is nightmarish. It's literally nightmarish. This should have from the very get-go been depoliticized and actually been about medical care. And it hasn't been. It just hasn't been. Under the Biden administration, the whole thing has devolved into nothing but a political fight. And the public knows it. They've completely lost confidence in their government to make decisions for them. And who can blame people for not trusting the science around vaccines, for not trusting any science around masking? It's different all over the country, different states doing different things. And I'm very clear that what we're doing here is the wrong choice. It's the wrong track. And we are overdoing on the vaccines. We're overdoing on the masking. For example, I don't think children in schools should be masked. I think that's just criminal behavior almost.
And as you are going through the state talking to folks, what kinds of things, along with the issues you just mentioned, what are some of the other issues people are bringing up?
Well, Kyle, I think, and people listening are probably all saying the same thing, the schools. People are just up in arms over what's happening in our schools, starting with closing them, then masking them, then realizing the incredibly poor curriculum and the leftist agenda that's being driven down the throats, indoctrinated into our kids. The combination of all those tragedies, the end result is a loss of education for our kids. It's catastrophic. It's the loss of learning. What about that? And I think parents that are, like I said, that are listening right now are just going, that's what's wrong. That's what it is. Because the school, I mean, this is where this whole agenda from the left is being driven from the beginning and moving forward and out into our culture. And it has to be stopped. And I'll stop it. I've often said my very first act as governor will be to appoint a new superintendent of public instruction. We just have to get the schools moving in a completely different direction.
All right. Out of time for now, but down in Douglas County later today, Bridget Barton on with us. We're out of time, but thanks for being on this morning.
I can't wait to get there. Thank you.
All right. Bridget Barton in Roseburg later today. And The Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.